Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Cavalier basketball on Fox Sports Ohio with Austin Carr. He's Mr. Fred McLeod, and he joins us right now in the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Hello, Fred.
Hi, Fred.
Fellas, how you doing?
Good.
We're doing well. Fred, this is an interesting thing to me because Larry seems real comfortable with the Cavs. The Cavs seem real comfortable with Larry. I think everybody could understand why Larry would have been back as head coach, and I think everyone understands why they're looking for a new head coach today. It's one of the strangest partings between a head coach and a team that I think I've ever seen, and it might be a credit to both sides on this.
Yeah, and I you know, there were no promises at the beginning. I thought ALD did a great job of maintaining professionalism and a steady hand at the wheel, and was such a calming influence. And you know, as Kobe Altman said today, you got to give the players a heck of a lot of credit too for, you know, the culture in that locker room, and they never wavered in terms of enthusiasm to practice. And I've been and watched teams in the past, and 36 years in the NBA, where you see splinter, where you see just bad body language, and you know, it's just they can't wait till the season ends. And this was definitely not the case this past year. You know, the older guys were always putting their arms around the younger players and encouragement, and just a good vibe. Obviously, no one happy with 19 wins, but I think it's vitally important that in that locker room there has to be a belief in the organization, the culture, and everybody in that locker room does believe it, and that's how you grow.
Fred, I was listening this morning, and I'm just wondering what you think this team's going to look like down the road based on I personally love the fact that they feel like Kevin Love is an anchor in the core of what they want to do for moving forward.
Mentioned again today.
Yeah, and so I'm curious on how you think this team will evolve. At what do you think they'll at some point want to bring in a max contract guy or you know, young guys and old guys? I'm just wondering what you think this is going to look like somewhere in the near future. Not right away, but in the near future.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a patient process. And you know, look what has happened in Orlando. You know, they finally have grown into a playoff team, and it took them longer than most teams would want. You know, they hadn't made the playoffs since 2012, so you know, 6-year absence. But just going to do this way. It all starts with ownership, and an owner who's willing to do what it takes. And we've seen Dan's track record, especially over the last 4 years, with all the dollars he spent in tax, more than the rest of the league combined. So you know you've got a passionate owner will do what it takes. And this front office is obviously, you know, in lockstep with Dan and what it's going to take. And so Kevin Love for sure is the anchor. And I've seen tremendous growth over the 5 years he's been here, just sacrificing his game and sacrificing some of his voice for the betterment of the team. And now that, you know, the change has occurred and LeBron's gone and he's the face of the franchise, he relished it. It was just too bad he got hurt. But even in the 50 games he was out, you know, he was a valued voice in that locker room, and he's just in a great place. And so they'll continue to draft and add pieces as they go. The flexibility will really kick in 2020 in terms of the roster. And you know, I think it's important for fans to think not only, you know, trying to add free agents, but take on deals and take on players and have space to do it. And, you know, the J.R. Smith contract is a trade chip. Kobe talked about that today with the flexibility before July 1st. They can really, you know, turn that into an asset. We'll see how that happens. So, I just think, I know patience isn't the word you want to hear, but when you've made it to the NBA Finals the 4 prior years and you're you know, starting over, so to speak, this thing has to be built the right way, and you can't force feed it.
Fred McLeod joining us. Fred, it's interesting to look at the roster and to see where Colin Sexton started, where he finished, where Larry Nance Jr. from last year to this year, expanded his game. Jetty Osman getting more opportunity, taking advantage of it. Ante Zizic as well. And then when Kevin came back, that stretch where it was like, okay, this is what this could look like. And I would think that there's reason to be pretty optimistic about what this team might look like on the floor next year, because you know some of those guys are going to be back, a good chunk of them, in fact.
No question.
And then whatever you add in the draft, and you know, you'll pick up a veteran or two along the way. And Kobe didn't want to go there, but and I would think this team has a great chance to compete for a playoff spot next year.
Yeah, I mean, that's always the goal, but I think, you know, as Kobe so eloquently put, you don't want to put a number on certain things, so that because you never know what's going to happen with injuries, and we saw that this past season, this front court was absolutely decimated, you know, with Kevin being out, and Tristan Thompson has been so durable in his NBA career, you know, with the foot injury. So those things, you know, hamper your progress in a particular season, but, you know, the core is there. You talked about the young guys all taking major strides, and you start with Colin with how he played, especially post All-Star break and after the Rising Stars snub. Because let's look at it right now. If you could turn back to the Rising Stars game, was Colin Sexton light years, or maybe light years is too strong of a term, but significantly better than Kevin Knox? Absolutely. You know, the way he grew, he should have been in that game. So he wasn't, and you know, the young man used it as fuel, and continues to get better. And the fact he played 82 games and led all rookies in minutes tells you about his durability and toughness. And he's going to get better as a facilitator. In this day and age of the NBA, I think the days of a pure one guard and two guard are gone. You know, it's positionless basketball. So Colin proved he can play on the ball, off the ball. He's got a tremendous work ethic and will grow. And this is an important summer for development for Jetty Osman, and playing with the Turkish national team, Ante going back home to play for some time, and Larry Nance Jr. just continues to grow in all phases of his game and really became a voice in that locker room. So you can't rush these seeds that continue to grow. And you know, I've likened it to an IRA. You continue to put dollars in your account, and you watch it grow and grow, and before time you've got something special. So that's part of the process here, the fun of it, of watching these guys really grow and improve, and then you add more pieces, and then before you know it, you've got a playoff team. But in terms of a timetable on that, none of us know how long that's going to take, but the arrow is pointing in the right direction.
Fred, we'll find out what today, if the Cavs have the number two or three pick, the mini lotteries today, right? Isn't that so? Yeah.
Yes.
Just making sure. But is there somebody, let's just say that the Cavs don't get the top pick when this thing's all said and done and they can't get Zion Williamson. Is there a guy that you like, just as a fan of college basketball, that you would like to see the Cavs draft if they end up at two or three, no matter what?
Well, we saw, you know, a bunch of development from, you know, the Duke trio and R.J. Barrett and Cam Reddish. And obviously, John Morant opened a lot of eyes in the conference tournament and the NCAA tournament. You know, they're going to get a pretty good player. And you know, obviously, the lottery balls will determine where they pick. Hopefully, get a little lottery luck. And whoever that guy is, you know, I don't think the Cavs are going to fall very far. We're going to get an impactful guy. And then the Houston pick, which I think will be 26, I believe, 25, 26.
Yep.
You know, hopefully that guy can be a rotation guy, and you know, just continue to build this. You know, it's not an exact science. You guys know it, whatever sport it is. You know, look at Giannis Antetokounmpo, went 15. You think if you did a redraft in the 2015 draft or 2013 draft, do you think he'd be number one? Of course he would. So it's not exact, but you just do your due diligence. And I know Kobe strongly believes in his staff and his scouting staff, and they'll be in lockstep, and hopefully, you know, hit home runs here and you know, add the right pieces. But it's going to take time.
Fred McLeod joining us. You heard him all season long with Austin Carr calling Cavs basketball on Fox Sports Ohio. Fred, one thing that I think is going to be interesting about this coaching search, and I'm sure they'll be able to do it and do a great job of it, is looking at guys that they may not have ties to. And I say that because there are so many good young assistants around the NBA who have been in Cleveland. and worked for the Cavaliers and actually worked for the guys in this front office right now. And you can we've rattled off the names earlier that you're seeing them in print and everywhere else. And I would think Kobe knows those guys very well. I also think he has to keep his eyes open for some other folks around the league, does he not?
Oh, sure. I mean, Kenny Atkinson's a great example. When he was hired as the Brooklyn Nets coach, did he move the needle nationally? Heck no. Nobody knew much about him. You know, he was a college player at Richmond and, you know, worked overseas and came back and, you know, kind of earned his degree, so to speak. But his forte was player development, especially in Atlanta, and, you know, earned his stripes and has turned out to be a heck of a coach. He's a Coach of the Year candidate. So I'm sure, as Kobe said today, the net will be wide, whether it's college, whether it's pro assistant, whether it's a guy with professional experience as a head coach. They want a guy who's going to come in here and be incredibly excited about the culture here, the ownership here, the commitment, and a guy who wants to be in Cleveland, who knows that this is a great sports town and a great fan base. And you know, the crowds at the Q were still very, very good, considering a 19-win season. Our television ratings were pretty darn good, and you know, we know what the passion is as a sports town, Cleveland is. So yeah, it's just going to be a right fit, and there's no timetable on who that guy will be, but certainly that coach is going to be a guy who can develop young talent and who wants to be here, and they'll settle on the right guy, whoever that is. And listen, could be a woman. I mean, you know, Kobe talked about that today. He'll be very open to all possibilities of you know, who might be interviewed and see what happens.
Fred, thank you, buddy.
Thanks, Fred. Tell Beth she's great on 8. We've been watching her. And
well, thanks.
Happy Dog Pound Day to all your dogs too. I know how much you guys love those guys.
They're all sleeping. It's the end of the season. They're tired. You know, they're ready to take a little time off here. So they're behaving better than they should be right now.
Very nice, Fred McLeod. Thank you, buddy.
Thanks,
sounds
Fred.
Good. See you guys.
Fred joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.